Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and on Tuesday, Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com huddled with AFC South blogger Paul Kaharsky from ESPN.com, and those two talked about numerous things, including the Texans and the rest of the division.
Something we want to do maybe a couple more times this season, you know, just kind of get your general assessment of the Texans and the other teams in the AFC South, which you cover on a day-to-day basis for ESPN.com. Well, let's start, obviously, with the hometown team here, the Texans. You had them at number 20 in your power rankings last week. They've been up and down, you know, certainly were up last week against Oakland, and defense really turned it on. What do you think about this Texans team right now?
Well, you know, the Raiders were a nice matchup for them in terms of letting them do some things and feel good about some things that they're not necessarily very good at yet, but could be good at against a bad team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure Gary Kubiak is striking that chord in team headquarters. Hey, we ran it a little bit better, and we were able to get the number of runs that we wanted. You know, we played defense better, but that maybe says as much about Oakland as it says about us. And we've got a long way to go. This is a dangerous two-game stretch here. I think that Houston should kind of let it all hang out against Arizona, and if it's a shootout, be willing to be a shootout team. I think they can hang with Arizona in that regard. But if they're over-determined to be balanced, then maybe it hurts them in this situation. And that tough game at Arizona, tough game at Cincinnati, a better team than most people think.
Speaking of shootouts, you were at that Titans game versus Texans in Week 2, saw you up there. And so, you know, that was a shootout that the Texans ended up winning at Tennessee. And you saw, obviously, what Andre Johnson did in that game with the one-handed catch and you know, the rest of the numbers that he had. What do you think about that matchup of, you know, even though they play on different sides of the ball, he and Larry Fitzgerald this week?
I think it's great, and I'll be right about the AJ side of things this week, kind of building up to that game. I think it's a great game for the league. I think those two guys are great guys for the league in that, you know, diva wide receivers are the rule in a lot of ways, and people expect the Randy Moss and T.O. Type behavior out of some of these guys, and here really are probably, you know, the top two guys in the league right now. I think virtually any personnel guy would take one or the other with the first choice if you're picking a receiver. And here are the two hard-working, down-to-earth guys who, you know, aren't pointing at the front of their jerseys after touchdowns or popping it or pointing at themselves or putting on gold jackets on the sideline or any of that silliness. And yeah. I think it's healthy for the game. It's nice for the position. And, you know, I look forward to both of them having a big day. I think that'd be great, make for great TV for those of us that aren't going to be there a lot.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Johnson's quarterback a little bit, Matt Schaub, who's right now got off to a really good start this season, second in the AFC in passer rating, tied for second in touchdown passes. You do a lot of good insight on your blog with some next-level quarterback numbers each week. What do you think about the way the Schaub has played so far?
You know, he's been very good. I think, you know, the one game I saw them live here in Tennessee, I was impressed with his ability to kind of survive the early wave of hits. And, you know, I know the Titans think of him as a guy that gets a little skittish if you can get to him early, and they got to him early. And he kind of withstood it and fought through it and played very well. I think, too, you know, Owen Daniels made it to the Pro Bowl, but has been an underrated guy. Kevin Walter, to me, is a very underrated guy. And just some of the throws that Schaub's able to make to these guys who are able to get open in space are impressive. And that, I think certainly keeping him healthy and going on this track is a huge key to what they're doing. And if Steve Slayton doesn't run great and more falls on Schaub's shoulders, again, I kind of say so be it. If this is a team that needs to score 30 a week and take their chances with defense in the run game, you know, I think they shouldn't be gun-shy about going that direction.
Well, last question about the Texans before we move on about and start talking about the division a little bit more. One of the players who's got a lot of people excited around here is Brian Cushing, the rookie linebacker who's led the team in tackles or tied for the team lead in all four games so far, brought a lot of tenacity. Do you think he's making an early case potentially for Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got to be in the conversation. I've been very impressed with him as well and heard a lot of good things about him. I think, you know, I'm not big on MVP watch and Rookie of the Year watch week four.
Yeah.
It's a little too early for me. It's a lot too early for me, but certainly he's making a name for himself. But I do think when you look at the fact that, he and D'Amico Ryans are clearly very good players, Mario Williams clearly an elite player, it just leaves you frustrated about the holes in the defense overall that allow for the troubles that they've been having.
Mm-hmm.
None more so than at safety, where, if you're starting three different strong safeties in your first four games, that's pretty much an announcement that you don't have a guy. And I don't know what their options were at that position, but I think it was a mistake not to try to address it in free agency or the draft in a bigger way than they did.
Again, we're with Paul Kaharsky, ESPN.com, AFC South blogger. Paul, let's talk a little bit more about the rest of the division now. I'm starting with the Colts, who obviously are starting off 4-0, seem to be clicking on all cylinders. A lot of people thought there was going to be, a tough transition, or they were going to feel the loss of Tony Dungy a little bit more, but it seems like everything's working under Jim Caldwell so far.
Yeah, and they're playing that precise, crisp offense. They've gotten a lot of quality play from role players and young guys. Austin Colley and Pierre Garçon, receivers in their first and second year. Donald Brown, the rookie running back. Gerard Powers, a rookie cornerback who they like a lot. And so they've filled in some pieces nicely. Jim Caldwell's kind of maintained the tone of the Tony Dungy era. And, their toughest games are to come. But certainly they've played a lot of good football so far, have a lot of reasons to feel good about themselves right now.
Yeah, and especially with the way Peyton Manning's playing with, four consecutive 300-yard games. But is there anything that you see that maybe is a warning sign, something that isn't going right for the Colts at all?
Well, they've done a better job of it the last couple weeks, but against good teams, third down defense is going to be an issue. Teams are going to try to drive the ball and do what Miami did against them and keep away and hope that they can't pull out another miraculous victory with limited time of possession. In the run game and run defense are their Achilles heels. Now, when they play well, they can kind of minimize how important those departments are and do decent at them, but when somebody plays well against them, those two areas become an issue, and they're the thing to keep an eye on.
Let's move on to the team that just beat the Texans a couple weeks ago here in Houston, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They started 0-2, then they got the victory here, and then really looked good against the Titans last week. How much better do you think this Jaguars team is than everybody seemed to want to give them credit for a couple weeks ago?
Well, I think they've certainly gotten some great production out of their young guys, and they're a team right now the last 2 weeks that's been better collectively than the parts would suggest. And I think very, very big for them. Nice confidence for them going into games now that they're at Seattle and have St. Louis before the bye. You would think at worst they'd come out of that 500 and, very much a presence in the AFC and a surprise to most of us. I have to give them credit.
Mm-hmm.
They played all three division rivals in that first 4 weeks. And to beat two of them, I think right now they're the second best team in the division, which is really saying something.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about another surprise, the Tennessee Titans. Of course, you covered for many years with the Nashville Tennessee, and I know that team particularly well, starting 0-4 after the 10-0 start last season. How do you explain the way they've started?
Well, there's really no explaining it. That's what makes it. There's so many different factors involved. I think leadership hasn't been good. I think a lot of players expected that they'd be able to pick up where they left off last season, and it's just not enough. And so they've got issues everywhere. The pass defense has been brutal. Texans fans saw that firsthand, and that's their first and foremost trouble. And I don't see where the quick fix is for it. A lot of questions flying around Nashville, flying around the team. And, no matter what they do Sunday night against the Colts, I think it'd be very difficult to salvage this season.
Well, a lot of people in Houston would be wondering, you know, is there a chance that, you know, we might, and we're hearing a lot of rumors about it, that Vince Young at some point might, you know, come into that lineup and replace Kerry Collins?
Yeah, I don't see it happening anytime soon. I mean, I think there comes a point where you have to kind of concede that things aren't going well and that you need to look at the guy one more time to fully assess. But I think they've assessed, and I think they know what they have. And I think they're not really, despite what they say, intending for him to be their guy long range. Mm-hmm. But now heading into games against Indianapolis and at New England, I don't see how Vince Young would give him any better chance than Kerry Collins against two good teams that are going to be creative at coming at them. So I think, you know, they just have a long, long haul ahead of them. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Paul, thank you very much. Again, great stuff in your blog on ESPN.com about the whole AFC South, and we appreciate getting your perspective and hope to do it sometime soon. It's football.